I think that when the Tier 2 program is a validated protocol, it's a standard form of instruction that we know most children can be expected to respond to. And when a child doesn't respond to that, what that tells us is that the child needs an individualized program, a non-standard form of instruction that's tailored to that child. And that seems to be, by definition, a special education. If you have a really good standard protocol for Tier 2, we know that some small proportion of kids will not respond to that. They need an individualized program, and that's what special education teachers need to be doing.